This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, it got influenced both directions today as we traded higher. Actually saw new highs for the week being made in live cattle. Feeder cattle were not able to make new highs, but then they started selling off. We saw two-sided trading, and then we traded negative the rest of the session and closed mostly negative today. We were hearing of 138 bids in the feed yards in Kansas and Texas. Choice box beef at midday was 86 cents higher. Selects up 78 cents on a total movement of 65 loads. We also saw a cattle kill today back closer to normal, 111,000 head. February cattle today closed 22 cents higher. April live cattle were 10 cents lower. March feeders down $1.42. May feeders down $1.25. And April lean hogs 57 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation will be hosting a succession and estate planning seminar. Michael Kelsey issues the invitation.
We're going to tackle this issue in a seminar on February 10th in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on Meridian. It's going to be an all-day deal. We invite all of agriculture to come. And certainly, we want to focus on our members. But if you're a farmer or rancher, maybe a row crop producer or something, and you're looking at some of these types of things, we invite you to come.
For details about this estate planning seminar, contact the OCA 405-235-4391. It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 38th Annual All Breed Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 breeding age bulls registered and commercial, including Angus, Limflex, Limousine, Composite, Sim Angus, and Red Angus and Hereford. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. The Roger Mills County All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th.
Tom, what caused the weakness across the grains?
Well, we sure didn't have any price positive news. Our export sales were disappointing today. Marketing year low for the wheat, marketing year low for the soybeans. Soybeans even saw a negative number today. But the corn had the third highest weekly export sales for the marketing year. But there was no other fresh news out there, and this market seemed to take the path of least resistance to the downside as we saw the wheat and soybeans make new lows for the week. On the close today, March KC and July KC wheat both closed down 8¾ cents. March Chicago wheat was down 7¼. The March and July corn both closed down 2½ cents today. March soybeans were down 2¼. July soybeans were down 2½ cents today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, providing our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.